So President Donald Trump right now meeting with the president of Egypt at the G7, kind of running over a couple of things, talking about the memorandum of understanding. He said, you know, not everybody knows exactly what's in it, but it is a good deal and it is going to lead to Iran not having a nuclear program and a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
He also talked a little bit about what his plans are for today. He's going to be heading to Paris, having dinner there, and then he's going to fly back to the United States. But one of the things that we've seen in an interesting piece out of Auto News is that because of the ongoing disruptions out of Iran that have strained global supply chains, like we've heard obviously about gas, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
that has been the number one thing. But we've heard about fertilizer.
Yes, right.
That has been a huge impact
for the farmers.
Mm-hmm. But one of the other key things that we have seen a shortage of is, for example, motor oil and paint and other sort of service products that would impact auto repair shops and dealerships, particularly, of course, here in the Detroit area as well. There are persistent shortages. And just because the Strait of Hormuz, as the president just mentioned a moment ago, could be opened fully within the next day or two, mm-hmm. that we are, you know, it's not like flipping a switch. There's still going to be some time
yes.
for these products to get where they need to go. Dan Shine is the senior editor overseeing finance and insurance services and parts and used car coverage for Automotive News and joins us this morning to talk about it. Dan, good morning. Good to have you back.
Great. Good to be with you.
What are some of the main issues that dealerships and these auto repair shops are working with at this moment?
Well, mostly it's constrained supply. It's more expensive supply. So the bigger dealerships aren't really having much of an impact. That they've got big tanks and they can, you know, top off their tanks and kind of wait this out. But they're paying higher prices, which means you're going to pay a higher price. The smaller shops, maybe a single mom and pop auto repair shop might, you know, are having more difficulty probably finding supply. And what they do get, again, is going to be more expensive, which means they typically are going to pass it on to the consumer.
Then for the average driver, should there be any concern about using an alternative oil grade when recommended by the manufacturer?
Not in the short term for, you know, one oil change.
Yeah.
Maybe two. It won't affect it. It'll affect your how far you go on a gallon of gas, your fuel economy. But other than that, it won't be much of an impact. It won't damage your engine. The folks who trademark and, you know, for engine quality are, you know, trying to get the big manufacturers like GM and all the other automakers to kind of let them use maybe a little bit lower grade mm-hmm. Synthetic oil for the time being and not have any kind of warranties voided or, you know, still have that kind of that check mark that there's still a quality oil being used in your vehicle.
Could this shortage eventually kind of lead to maybe some longer wait times or, you know, for routine maintenance and repairs at dealerships?
It could. I mean, we're not there yet. And I know you were just talking about how maybe the Strait of Hormuz opens tomorrow. Gas prices will have a more immediate effect. But synthetic oils, I was talking with a distributor in Houston yesterday who supplies synthetic oils and lubricants and other fluids, like transmission fluid, to dealerships around the country. And it's actually a global organization. And he said, it's, you know, if all goes well and everything opens up and the peace holds, it'll still be into early 2027 before synthetic motor oil markets normalize. It's just it rebounds slower than gas prices. It's going to take people to work through their supplies.
Yeah, certainly. It does seem to show a weak spot in the chain here for the auto industry, particularly here in Detroit, obviously for us. But these issues, because of their persistence, how do these dealerships, you know, try to avoid this in the future? Is there a way for them to prepare for something like this?
I just think you're staying on top of global political geopolitical issues, you have to, you know, I guess you talk to your supplier and, you know, and they'll, you know, they're kind of the canary in the coal mine and they'll often be able to tell you, you know, there's trouble brewing or you know, for instance, during the war, there are three main facilities in the Middle East that produce what they call a group three base oil that makes synthetic motor oil. And one of them was damaged in the war. So one of them's offline. How badly? Nobody knows. When it's going to be back online? Nobody knows. So that's, you know, again, will, you know, constrain supply for the months down the road.
If you're in your vehicle right now listening and, you know, somebody's on their way to work or the market or whatever, what's the smartest thing you can do to stay ahead of, you know, any potential service disruptions without overreacting?
Well, I think if, you know, if your vehicle's due for an oil change, you know, in the next month or so, I would maybe schedule a little bit early just to get in and make sure you're getting in at a I'm not going to say a decent price, but a price that's probably lower than it would be 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much you can do. It's if you need, you know, a transmission flush or you need an oil change, you're going to have it done. And those products are, you'll be able to find them if it's, you know, maybe if it's not at your local, you know, corner oil change place, you can find it at others. So there's still a supply. It's just constrained, and that means the price goes up, and that means everybody pays more.
Interesting stuff. We appreciate your time and insight, as always. Dan Shine at Automotive News. Thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. But he's right. The crunch and the squeeze on some of these products,
yes,
are greater than what we're seeing in the oil markets. I mean, gas prices are down pretty significantly.
Oh, man, they're coming down.
I mean, I think I saw $3.69 in my neck of the woods. Brent crude down to $78 today, mm-hmm, which is down. But most of these markets on oil are right around, you know, they haven't passed $80.
No.
So they're down pretty significantly.
And they have been as high as like 120 at one time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So things are starting to level out on that front a little bit, which is good news. We'll take a break, get you caught up on the headlines coming up next 7 o'clock hour. Also, this explosion of deep fake political ads, it has been brewing for a long time. How much of an impact is this going to have come this next election,
yeah,
or even in the next presidential election? We'll talk about it. Share morning.